Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So imagine this word is already framed.
Yes.
It's lifelong.
Yes. That's why we can't take nothing from the word, or we can't add nothing to the word, because it's already been framed. Come on, somebody.
You better.
I'm going to say it again.
Come on.
Hey, God.
This is why we can't take nothing from the word or add nothing to the word, because it's already framed. His words is already framed over our lives.
Amen.
Come on. That's why some of us, when we went through it, we couldn't stay there.
Exactly.
Because destiny was on our lives, and it's on our lives. Some went through sickness. That's why the sickness couldn't stay there, because healing is in the frame for us.
Amen.
Come on. Nothing but the word is framed around us when we're going through circumstances. No matter what circumstances in life that we're going through, the word is already framed.
Yes, God.
Now.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Yes, God.
Ooh, we still got some time. We can slow down. But we got to dissect this. He said,
God.
The elders obtained a good report.
Mm-hmm.
His word shall go out, but it will not return unto him.
Oh, yes. Never.
It will accomplish
what it was sent out to
what
do.
It was sent out to do.
Yes.
All somebody needs to do is send the word.
Yeah.
I'm like the centurion man.
Yes.
Send the word.
What is that?
I'm just saying, that's what he's saying. He's saying, I know I ain't worthy for you to come up under my roof.
Woo.
But Lord, just send the word.
Oh, my God.
Just send the word.
Yes.
We got so much power with the word.
Come on.
We ain't got to argue with nobody.
Okay.
We ain't got to prove nothing to nobody.
What you say?
We just got to speak the word.
Come on.
Talk, because he said it'll go. Well, he sent it out to do.
Yes.
And it ain't going to return for it. And that's going to bring us back to some substance and some evidence.
Come on.
Because now faith.
That's it.
It's the substance.
It's through the word. That's it. It's all through the word.
Yes. Listen.
We told our swords. God, yes. I thank you for the sword. Thank
yes. You. I got the word to back me up. You got the word to back you up. If you put it out there, if you act it,
you're going to back
it. He's going to back
it. Yes, God.
If you stand on it, and you won't fall.
Yes, God.
Come on, you won't fear. When you walk in this word, when you trust in God, now, not tomorrow, somebody is out there listening to us. Somebody's on Cyber's audience looking at us and listening to us. Let this word come alive.
Amen.
See, people, the word is in it, but it ain't alive.
Yeah, God.
Because they're not using it. They're only using it, and they're panicking. But when you walk in faith and you walk in the now, it's done.
Because God did not give us the spirit of fear, Pastor.
Come on.
But a power and of a sound mind. You got to have a sound mind. You got to know that this word is truth. Because he is the word.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He is the word.
He is the word.
And the word ain't going to change.
For nobody. It's the same today and tomorrow, yesterday.
Yes. The only thing going to happen, the only thing that's going to happen, y'all, evangelists and prophets, the only thing that's going to happen, the situation going to change. The word ain't going to change.
That's it.
The situation going to change. And it's not going to change for the bad.
It's going to work out for the good.
It's going to work out for the good. And we know.
And we know all
things, that all things
work together
for the good.
For the good.
For them that love the Lord and were
according to his purpose.
It's in the frame.
It's in the frame.
Come on.
It's already sealed. It's sealed.
Come on.
It's sealed.
Yes.
This book.
Yes.
It's sealed. That's why he told us, don't add to.
Don't take away.
And don't take away.
That's what
he said. Because guess what? You can't put it in the frame.
Come
the frame already sealed.
Yes. And all I have to do. All we have to do is what? Hold on.
To the horns.
Hold on. Just a little while longer.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to last long.
No, it won't.
Because we got now. We got faith now. Come on. What we're going through, it ain't gonna last. This is going to be over. See, but the enemy comes to try to plague our minds. To tell us it ain't going to work. The enemy tried to destroy what God has already said, but he can't do it because it's already framed.
Mm-hmm. Already written.
Already written. It is written.
Yes, God.
You got to tell that devil, it is written. Get behind me.
not live by bread alone. That's what he said. We shall not live by bread alone.
Yes,
he told the devil that.
He told but then, too, even that, Apostle, the situation ain't going to stay as long. It's predicated on me.
Ooh.
It's predicated on you.
Yes.
How long the situation lasts.
Yes.
Because if you try to deal with it in the natural sense, it may hang around a little while. But, baby, you put some word on it.
Yes.
And gain some faith in the word.
Yes.
And the results and the test won't last long.
It won't
back
last.
To what you preach. Ooh. It won't last long.
Ooh. Hold on.
Hold on.
If we just hold on. Hold on to the word.
The word.
If we just hold on to what he said now.
Come on.
His promises is yay.
And
amen. Amen. Come on. Can't nothing change this word. Again, can't nothing alter this word. Because it's now. We got to operate in the now. We got to operate in the now. Not in what we're going through yet. We got to operate
Come
in
on.
The now. And what is that? Now faith. The things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders attain a good report. And we understand that the world was already framed.
Right.
Let's work on it. Come on.
Right. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I need to read that again.
Yes, sir.
Let me read this again.
So
that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Which things do appear?
Your situation.
Come on here.
You're seeing.
Yeah.
It ain't changed by what you see.
Come on.
But that word.
That word.
When it
you gotta come on.
When that word is applied.
Yes.
Yes.
Results appear.
Yes.
So it all comes down to your faith in the word.
Hallelujah. Uh-oh. Here we go.
That's it right now.
That's it.
Got to have faith
God,
to believe
in the word.
In the word. Not in the situation.
In the word.
In the word.
In the word. Not crying in the situation.
Come on.
But in the word.
Knowing that the word is true. We got to know without
knowing,
a shadow of a doubt.
Knowing.
A doubt that the word is true.
Ooh, we're going to get down in there.
Because he's saying, that's why he said now faith.
Yes.
It's right now. It's not over here. It's right now. It's right in our presence.
Yes.
And it hasn't been, and it has not been seen.
Ooh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. What he said. We're going to get down in there.
Okay. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained, witness that he was righteous.
Yeah.
God testified of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaking.
By yet being dead, he yet speaking. The word, even though the situation looked like it's dead, but if we apply the word to the situation, it has to come alive.
Amen.
The word is like water. If you put water on a plant and the plant look dead or withered, you put the water on the plant, guess what's going to happen? It's going to come back alive. Take this word and put it on,
that's good.
On the situation.
And it's got to come back alive.
It's got to come alive. It's got to come alive. Come on here.
Hey, God. Thank you, God.
According to the word now. According to the word, things have to happen now when we use the word, when we speak the word.
Big God.
Oh, my goodness. That's right.
All right, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death.
My God.
And was not found.
All right.
Because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony.
He had this testimony.
That he pleased God. So that means he had to be standing in the word.
He had to be
standing
in the
word. He had faith in the word.
Come on.
He was applying the word.
Yes.
He was living the word.
Yes.
And he trusted the word.
He trusted
And God the word. Seen that.
And
so
he
was pleased.
He moved.
He was, you know, was righteous.
Is God pleased with us? Is he pleased with us?
Yes, God.
Thank By you. Using his word in every circumstance and situation that we face in.
We got to use the word.
You got to use the word.
You got to use the word.
You got to say what he say.
That's it.
That's you got it. To operate. You got to deal with what's in the frame. The frame helps again holds it together. And when we talk about the frame earlier, most frames have a glass.
Mm-hmm. Right. Up front of
it. In the front of a protector. When they be trying to protect somebody, they call it security. I'm in security. Mm-hmm. I got security around me. Mm-hmm. This word. The word is like a glass and a frame. Mm-hmm. So when we go through these things, it will not come up against the frame. The glass protects, like you said, it protects the dust.
Amen.
From the picture.
Amen.
It protects the from the picture from being folded up. The frame just holds it together. See how it works? This word in us. We got to work with this word. We can't work with nothing else. We got to work with this word and allow the word to work in us and through us. Well, come on.
Yes, God. But even as you were just saying that, Apostle, it kind of took me visually. You know, even when you put the picture in the frame,
mm-hmm.
you put it in from the back. But it took me to the armor of God.
Yes.
God has already put everything in us. And you often say this, but he gave us the armor for protection of the front.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He gave us a helmet, the top, you know, the top part of the frame. Just stay with me in the spirit.
Yes.
And then, you know, the frame got the sides that come down.
Yeah.
Right? So we got the glass in the front, so we got our breastplate on.
Come on. Yes.
All right. Then the bottom of the frame, it girds us around. I mean, the sides of the frame, it girds around our loins.
Mm-hmm.
It's on both sides.
Yes.
And then it shards our feet.
Feet.
That's the bottom.
Yes, sir. Getting us ready.
And what's in the frame.
Come on.
Is the sword and the glass is the shield.
Yes.
So guess what? It's ready to be sealed.
Yeah.
When we put our armor on every day, we're sealed.
We're whatever. Sealed.
And the word is already in us. So whatever we're going to go through.
Yes.
It's already translated. Because this is what he talked about. He translated.
Yes.
And he translated.
Mm-hmm.
And he translated him.
Yeah. He was
so that he'll come out with a testimony.
A testimony. That it would please God. When we use this word, it pleases God. Crying don't please him.
Come on.
Complaining don't please him.
Come on.
Walking in fear don't please him. Because you said earlier, we can't walk in. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power. This is word. Okay. Love. His word. Yes. And a sound mind. His word.
His word.
Come on. Somebody better tell me amen.
Amen.
Somebody amen. Out there better clap their hands and put some clapping applause up here or whatever. Now, I'm just saying because when we operate and use his word, we can't do nothing but come up with results.
Verse 6, but without faith,
here we go,
it is impossible to please him.
You can't please God. You can't please God no other way. You got to have faith. Listen, we're going to go to the phone lines too while we're talking. You could get ready to call in for prayer if you need prayer. We'll call in, touch and agree with you. The number, area code 321-632-1000. You could call in. And we'll pray with you. We'll touch and agree with you now. It can happen for you now. Because he said, without faith, it's impossible. While we're talking, while we got a break in between, you can call. We'll be able to pick up the lines, die, and be able to call. You'll be able to call in for a prayer request and pray for you. Again, the number is area code 321-1000. Come on. 632-1000. Wow. Now. What he said.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
That he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Obtain.
Okay. We got to seek it.
We got to believe.
Yes.
That he is going to do what he said he going to do.
Yes.
We got to believe and know that he who he is in our lives according to the word of God now. Not tomorrow, but now, right now, right now, come on, that he's going to do this. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing too hard for God. But we just got to believe. We got to walk in there. Come on, we can't fret. We can't fear.
We got to believe. We got to believe that God's words, what God's words say is what he's going to do. Because he can't change. He says, for he that cometh to God must, that's a command, must believe.
Yes.
That he is, and that he is a rewarder. So guess what? We got a reward coming.
Amen.
We got a reward coming to us if we seek him, if we believe, yes. If we believe his word, if we have faith. Do we have faith to believe the impossible? We know that it's already possible.
Oh, my Amen. God. We got a reward coming again.
Yes.
If you will, hold on. It won't be long. You got a reward coming.
Yes.
Because you got to hold on through faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
And then here at the bottom, we're talking about the reward of them that diligently seek him.
Yes.
And that's through prayer.
Yes.
That's through this word and our now faith.
Now, fam.
We got to have all three.
We got to have it. Listen, the lines are open for you. We're waiting on you. If you just call in and say, I need you to touch and agree with me, and we will pray with you because we believe right now that it's going to happen. Again, the lines are open. Area code 321-632-1000. I know the phone about to jump off the hook. Come on. we had to through that little break and let them know because it can happen for you now. But you got to believe it.
Got to believe it.
Life can be changing right now. Somebody may be under the sound of our voice and don't even know Jesus and the pardon of their sins. Come on, tell them how they can come to Jesus.
First, Jesus said he's standing at the door of everyone's heart knocking. And if any man open up, and let him in.
That's what he said.
He'll come in and sup with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to acknowledge our sins, that we are sinners. And God will forgive us of our sins. And ask and let him know that you believe that Jesus died.
Yes.
And was buried.
Yes.
For us. Now. Salvation is yours.
Yes. And what I like about it, you don't even have to write a letter.
No.
You don't have to get nobody approval.
Come on.
To be accepted in as his son or daughter.
Come on.
You can just come to him and he'll come in.
Amen.
And he'll consult with you and you consult with him.
Amen.
We don't have to be voted on. Uh-oh.
Amen.
Do we want to accept us as his son or daughter?
Yes.
No.
And thing too, remember, if you're a backslider, he said he married to you. So come on in. I once was a backslider, but guess what?
Come on.
I came in.
Come on.
I came in. And guess what? It was the best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Because you know God.
Yeah.
You know who God is and what God has done. So come on in, backslider. Come on back in today. Praise God.
Because it's right now.
Hey, God, because it's right now, faith.
Amen. Yes.
I believe right now, if you come back, I believe. Come on, sinner, come back to God. It's time out. Time is getting short. He said he's coming in a twinkling of an eye, and we got to be ready, praise God. So we want you to accept Christ today. We like Pastor said, the prayer line is open, praise God. And if you need prayer, call in, and we'll touch and agree. And we believe that now it's done already.
It's done.
Amen.
It's done. Again, you may say, I need the number. Again, that number, error code 321-632-1000. It can happen for you right now. Right now.
Amen.
That's where we open with now, faith. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We don't see it, but we believe it through the word of God.
Through the word.
Because it was already framed.
Yes.
It's already.
Hallelujah.
And what I like about it, you know, they got different styles of frames.
Mm-hmm. Wooden frames, the glass
Come on.
Frames, crystal frames. Come
yes.
on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of frames out there. What frame are you in? Come on. got to.
What frame of mind are you in?
You in, come
That's
on.
It.
All you got to be is believe the word of God.
Believe it.
According to what he says.
Yes.
And it shall be done unto you according to your faith. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
So you got to hear faith. You got to hear a word that's going to ignite your faith. Because it's already together in the frame. Oh, my goodness. It's like a puzzle. I don't care how big the puzzle is. Some puzzles is 200, mm-hmm. 300, 500, on up. But guess what? Every piece of that puzzle is there.
Mm-hmm.
But what you got to do first, some people want to start in the middle. But what you got to do first, you got to get the frame of the puzzle.
Come on.
Uh-oh. You got to get that frame first.
God.
And then once you get the frame of the puzzle, then you start working to bring it in.
Amen.
And we know that all things work together. It's working
coming together.
Because the frame already got it. So we just got to.
Fill it in.
Fill it in. And that's through the word. That's through his word.
Yes,
believing his word.
That's it.
Even though it looked bad, but it's in the frame.
It's in the frame.
Because it's been to work together.
That's right.
For our good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I don't know what part of the puzzle I am. I may be part of
Come
the 500.
On. Yep. Come on.
I don't know what part I may be part of the 100 puzzle. But all I know, everything I'm going through with is working together for my good,
because
it's going to come together, because why? The word is on this.
That's it.
Uh-oh.
And it's a part of the frame.
And it has to happen, because it's now.
Because it's now. Y'all better call in
right now.
Because everything you're going through is because of God is allowing it, because the frame is going to hold it together.
Amen.
And you get ready to do obtain a good report. Because the situation ain't going to overtake you.
Because I believe. It's already done.
That's it.
It already happened.
Wow.
Now. It already happened now. When I spoke it, it was now.
Yes.
When I spoke the word, it was now.
Yes.
That's it.
Again, going back to the centurion man, he said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof.
That's right.
But all I need you to do is send the word.
Send the word.
And what I like about the word didn't have to go to the airport, go through all that checking in.
Come on, Pastor.
Running through all that trying to get to the place. And what I like about the word, it didn't have to go to the bus station, type it in, location. Then what I like about the word, it don't have to wait on a cab.
Come on.
It's just
spoken.
Spoken. The spoken word.
Come on.
The spoken logos. The rainbow. Just speak the word. Oh, my God. Say the word. Speak the word.
Speak.
And it happens. And the Bible says that they met. And they told him. And he asked him, by what time did this happen?
Soon as he spoke.
He spoke it.
Now.
It happened.
Mm-hmm.
The servant was made whole. The door was made whole. Soon. Here we go again. While we waiting on them to call, if they call in, if not, we still got time to, this is good to us. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the woman that had the issue of blood.
Mm-hmm.
For 12 long years.
She heard
the word.
Come on.
Okay, now she heard the word. The word is coming. She heard it. And
come
her faith
on,
collide
yes.
with the word.
Come on. And she connected.
Okay,
with
the frame.
With the word.
Here go the frame, y'all. This is the frame. It connected with the word.
Come on.
And it got mixed with the word. So she said, if I may just touch the hem, he ain't got to lay his hands on me. He ain't got to call me out, get my address.
He ain't got to call my name. Mm-hmm. I just need to touch
it.
Just That's touch right. the hem of his garment.
Mm-hmm. She said, he was
come on.
By.
She said, and I know.
There
we go again. She made a person believe that I'll be made whole according to the word being mixed with faith.
That's
so
right.
You got, you just can't have the word, but you got the word and faith and belief. Because we just read
that. That's right.
We must believe.
Amen.
Oh my goodness.
Her faith touched the word. Mm. And she believed that it was going to happen when she said, if only I could just touch the hem of his garment. I know I will be
spoken.
Yeah, she spoke that.
She spoke it into existence now. Mm-hmm. In her now. Back then, it was in her now. She went against all odds because she wasn't even supposed to be out.
That's it.
Because she was unclean. She was considered unclean.
Amen.
But when you know what the word says,
that's it.
Against all odds, against everything we're facing with, we already know that it's going to work. And God's going to do it for us.
Because he already said he was going to.
He's going to do it. He's gonna do it. We got 2 minutes. Y'all had time enough to call in. So we trying to get this out in the 2 minutes. This time went by so fast. Look like I'm gonna have to get some more time. My God. We just started this time today. From 9 to 10 and it's almost my God. The engineer came and said, I got 2 minutes. So y'all can't call in now. I got to use these 2 minutes to talk.
Okay. But now.
But now. Right now.
Okay.
Come on. Prophetess, tell us again about Haines City. Amen. The address, they probably just coming on.
Yes, it will be a Prophetic Crusade Revival over at the auditorium at Oakland Recreation Center. I'm at 915 East Avenue in the city of Haines City. So come on.
Yes. 1 minute left. 1 minute left. Evangelist Harvey, in this 1 minute, wrap up, pray for somebody out there.
Father God, we thank you even right now, God. Thank you that every need is being met, God. We thank you for your Shekinah glory
over
the people of God. We praise you, God. We thank you that somebody's going to get saved. We thank you, God, that someone's going to get delivered. God, we thank you for being all that you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, this has been your host today from 1 hour. For 1 hour started today, Apostle Curtis Watkins, the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. Amen. Hallelujah. It's about time for your miracle radio broadcast. Amen. We'll be back on Friday morning. Friday morning. Guess what? Not at 9:30, but guess what? At 9 till 10. You don't want to miss this broadcast. And I believe we're going to pick right back up where we're at for right now. You don't want to miss this. Tell somebody. Tag and share with somebody. Look, my time is coming gone. I'm going to have to get some more time on here, y'all. God bless you. Listen, God bless all of you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.